I think I'll stay. Come on, dealer, let's see you play. Don't leave me in suspense here. Looks like fortune's been smiling on me tonight. You know, obviously, since you've had to spend the last half hour practically throwing money at me. I'm planning on making an extra large bet for my next hand. I've got a very good feeling about this one. Call it a woman's intuition. Oh, no need to be shy, sweetheart. But I do find it adorable when you are. If you're dying to ask me something, I don't mind. How did I find myself in here? Well, I'm actually staying at the hotel for a few days on business. What business, you ask? If I told you, I'd have to kill you. Only kidding. The look on your face was priceless. I'm working on a deal, you see. But you know what they say about business and pleasure. I'm having quite the enjoyable time mixing the two. Nothing wrong with having a little fun from time to time. Or a little extra money, am I right? And I do love a game of chance. With a casino so close by, how could I turn it down? You need a lot of extra money, do you? I'll drink to that. Well then, let's see my cards. I'm blackjack. Looks like my intuition was right. Forgive me if this comes across as a little too forward, but I must say, you've been a pleasure of a dealer so far. And the view definitely helps. Might just be the alcohol talking, but it definitely ain't lying, that's for sure. Do you say that to everyone who shows up at your table, or am I a special case? Oh, judging by the way you're squirming, I doubt you do. Thank you, honey. I did love coming up with this look. Picking out this suit and the makeup to go with it. So, I appreciate the fact you find it so stunning, as you so eloquently put it. Unless you're only doing it to get me to spend a little more time with you. How needy. Be thankful I'm feeling in the mood. Another hand, please. Oh, and by the way, is there a particular aspect of my makeup you seem to find most attractive? The only reason I'm asking is because I can't help but notice your eyes sneaking a few glances at my glass. Or more specifically, purple lipstick mark on the rim. And then, you can't even bring yourself to look me in the eyes. But yet, you can't take your eyes off my face either. I'm just a little curious as all. Not to sound boastful, but there's no way I'd be this good at blackjack without being observant. So, do you find my purple lips distracting, dealer? I wonder why. Is it the glossy shine that's doing it for you? Considering the glitz and glamour of your work environment, I'm surprised you can't handle a little sparkle. Well, perhaps I'm just overthinking this, and it's nothing more than the fact that You're just really imagining what it'd be like to be that glass right now. Marked by me. Owned by me. My, my, what kinds of dirty thoughts must be running through your head right now? How unprofessional of you. Your hands are trembling. How do you expect a deal like that? And I bet if I were to touch those cute cheeks of yours, they'd feel so warm in my hands. Do try and control yourself, darling. Unless you need somebody to do it for you. Oh, I am sorry for getting you so flustered, dear. I can't help it. Not with the reactions I'm getting from you. I suppose I'll just have to find a way of making it up to you. Tell me, when did you shift in? That soon? Perfect. Here, take my card. Third floor of the hotel. Tell anyone who asks that Ace sent you, and you should have an escort available within minutes. I'll be waiting. Well, hello there, sweetie. I'm delighted you decided to show up. Couldn't get me or my lips out of your head, could you? Good to hear. I don't want to waste too much of your time, so I'll get right to the point. As much as I enjoy all the fancy little trinkets and vehicles and such, I have to say there are a few things that money just can't buy. That's a good guess, sweetie, but a little bit too philosophical for my taste. What I'm talking about is toys. Not the kind of toys that'll have you squealing on Christmas Day, no. I prefer the toys that do the squealing themselves, if you catch my drift. And based on the way I had you in the palm of my hand earlier, with nothing but my lips, I personally think you'd make a very good toy, darling. So, how about it? Will you let me play with you? Yes, Daddy. Oh, I knew you'd be fine from the moment I saw you at that table, but my goodness, you'll have me head over heels for you at this rate. Well then, get on the bed. Why don't you show Daddy what she's in for? You heard me. Take off your clothes, baby, that's it. I want everything off. Underwear too, toss it to the side. Aren't you a pretty little thing? Don't think I can't see that hand twitching. You can't even hold yourself back, can you? Y'all just aching to slip it between your legs. What an adorable fucking slut. Go on, man. I know you're good with your hands. Show me those skills you picked up in your dealing scores. Stare at these lips you love so much. And touch yourself. I want your eyes locked on them. Watch the way they move, how they shine. Admire that shade of purple. I want you drinking in every single smirk as you do as you're told and get yourself off. Absolutely no hesitation, that's it. Tease yourself for daddy. Spread those legs. Let me get the full picture. Show me how slutty you can be. Not too fast now. I wanna savor this pretty sight, so you better pace yourself. Perfect. Not too long ago, you'd melt if I so much as slipped you a compliment. And now look at you. Fucking yourself for my pleasure. You really couldn't stop yourself from letting the slut inside you out to play, could you? I'm not complaining, honey. Daddy loves a good slut. Keep going. What? You want me to do it for you? I'm not entirely sure you've earned that privilege yet. Maybe I'll reconsider it after you've stroked yourself stupid for me. Really rub away yourself. That's my good toy. Oh, was that a whine I just heard? Is this not enough for you? You want daddy to make you feel better? You must, but I'm not hearing anything other than those shaky breaths. You'll have to use your words. Is that really the best you can do? Oh no, honey, that's not enough. I have far higher standards than that. Louder for me. Much better. You beg so sweetly, pet. Stop touching. Give me that hand. You just absolutely delectable. It's not every day you get to see someone of my caliber get all sloppy. But you're just such a good toy that I couldn't help but make an exception. You wanted me to mock you so bad, didn't you? You wanted my lips on your body. Well, isn't that what I'm doing? Smearing my lipstick all over your fingers. Purple looks so pretty on your skin. How it sparkles. Along with the way the spit glistens. Somewhere else. You want daddy to take you in her mouth. Honey. You are just the most demanding little slut tonight, aren't you? I do apologize, but we can't always get what we want. I'm sure you're familiar with the concept of being dealt bad hands. This is yours. That is all you're getting. Don't be ungrateful now. Look what you've done now, slut. See the mess you made of my lipstick? I'll have to reapply. Look at you, getting to watch me lather my lips with this beautiful glossy purple. Seeing them get shinier and shinier by the second. You might just be luckier than I am. We can't have that now, can we? You'll have to really put on a show for Daddy to balance things out. Put that hand back where it belongs. Go faster for me this time, don't you dare hold back. Isn't that so much better when your hand's nice and wet? Do me a favor and smear that lipstick all over yourself. Make yourself all messy for Daddy. Such a perfect plaything. So obedient. Doing exactly what Daddy wants you to. I do love it when you squirm like that. Legs spread, moaning like such a desperate whore for me. It's fascinating to watch. And the sounds you make, darling. The way you just come undone in such a beautiful symphony of whimpers. It's the most captivating performance I've ever had the pleasure of viewing. You've got me absolutely soaked. I'm half tempted to fuck myself here and now. But I wouldn't want you to see me lose my composure. Are you close? No coming, not till I say. That doesn't mean I want you to stop touching, baby. Ride that edge for Daddy. Oh, I know. It's so hard to hold back from letting it all out. It must be torture having to keep pushing yourself so close to sweet release, only to have to stop over and over and over again. But I know you can take it. Just get a little bit more. Don't you want to be good for Daddy? This might be a game of endurance rather than chance, but I personally find it all the more thrilling to see how close I can get you to your breaking point. I want you throbbing with need. That ache. That desperation. But desperation to come. That's what I want to see plastered all over that face. Yes. Exactly like that. Now, hands off on me, toy. Come on now. Up you get. At least try and keep those shaky legs under control. A little to the side, right in front of the wall for me. Don't worry about the decor. I'll pay for any damages. Now, look at me. You are such...
mess. Aren't you? Such a pretty mess for Daddy. That expression on your face is driving me crazy. After that first taste of you, I could barely resist the urge to mark you all over with my lipstick. Starting with your lips. Kiss me, that's it. On into my mouth, baby. It gets so loud they'll be able to hear it all the way back in the casino. You're really pressing into my tits. I can feel you grinding against me. You still want to come? Well, you've made such a mess of this suit already. Couldn't hurt to get it a little dirtier. Use my thighs to get yourself off while I mock you like the pretty little canvas you are. That's a good slut. Of course I can't just stop at your lips. There's so much else I haven't covered, like your cheeks. And that forehead too. And I'm getting quite the craving to nibble those ears of yours. You look so sexy covered in my prints. All those shiny purple kiss marks just coating your face, claiming you as mine. My toy, my slutty little piece of art. Do you think you'd look even sexier with a few on your neck? Well, I certainly think so. You know, I can definitely see the appeal behind vampirism now. Though, I personally prefer prints to fangs when it comes to mocking my prey. Darling, you're gone so quickly. Are you back on the edge already, sweetheart? I think it's time for you to come, pet. Write it out for just a moment, I'll give you a countdown. Come on, zero for me, okay? 5, 4, 3, 2, stop. I'm sorry, honey. Force a habit. You can't blame me when you look so cute, edged, and mindless. I think there was somewhere very special you wanted my lips, wasn't there? Was it your chest? These beautiful nipples would look a lot prettier in purple. Fuck. The way you shudder when I kiss them. Actually, no, I don't think it was. Maybe a little lower. Your tummy, perhaps. No, not there. Was it? All the way down your thighs. Getting all whiny again. What? Did I miss a spot? Tell Daddy where you wanted to kiss you. Tell me where you want my glossy purple lips. Good toy. Let me just make my way back up your thighs. Such painfully slow kisses. And work you with my mouth. This was what you wanted me, wasn't it? I can feel you throbbing on my tongue. You can't even keep still. You just need to come, don't you? You need me to give you what you're aching so desperately for. My lips between your legs, telling you what a perfect fucking plaything you are. As I push you straight into ecstasy. Daddy can do that. Daddy can make you come. You've earned this. The hard part's over now. There's no need to think anymore, no need to hold yourself back. No more teasing, no more games. Just let Daddy take you over that edge, let it get so intense that you just can't take it any longer. I want you to get ready to come for me now, okay? 3, 2, 1, 0, come for me. Let it all out for Daddy. Come on my lips, give it to me, I want it all. That's a good fucking slut. Take a moment to catch your breath. I've got you. You did so well for me, honey. I didn't expect to have this much fun tonight, but I can't stop myself from getting carried away when there's a sexy deal just waiting to be ravished. Though this is the second time you've made a mess of my face, keep that up and I might have to start punishing you. Now, you don't have any plans for a while, do you? Good. Then how about you get yourself on that bed? I go change into something more comfortable and less covered in your cum. And then we'll celebrate the occasion with some champagne. There's a good chance I'll be visiting the casino a lot more often from now on.